We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, how you been, man?
I'm really good, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Turkey Day there, Sean Salisbury.
Thank you very much.
Not for me, Sean. I don't do turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's because you're a weirdo.
And why not?
I start my because
he's a weirdo.
Because I don't believe in. Why do I got to follow a tradition? I start
you
my
should,
own tradition.
It's
why?
Turkey.
Why?
It's Turkey Day.
Well, when did you start your tradition?
Last year,
2 years ago.
Okay, so what was the reason, if you don't mind me asking?
Because my wife and I were saying neither one of us likes turkey. My son doesn't like turkey, so why the hell are we eating turkey on Thanksgiving?
Well, that's fair. Now, if that's the reason, do you eat everything else, like your ham or prime rib or something?
Yeah, well, funny that you say that. We have replaced turkey with prime rib.
Yeah, I get that. I just thought maybe, well, okay, you're not going to do it just because you don't like the tradition. But you're just not a turkey guy.
I'm just not a turkey fan.
But you'll get some nice, fresh, big prime rib and then mix everything else in.
That's right. You do the side dishes, and we get prime rib instead of turkey. It's better.
Well, I'm a prime rib and ham guy at Christmas,
yeah,
but turkey at Thanksgiving. But I get it, man. It's not for everybody, but I
got to shake it up.
Making sure. Yeah, I get you. I understand that. Saying you at least you're going to celebrate and have some good, have a little drink, a little food, a little football. I'm with you.
That's right. That's right. The important parts of the tradition.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Sean, for weeks we bring you on, and the Browns had sucked, and now they
Keith is loose his mind.
And now they've been turning it, and now they're finally starting to play. And we understand the competition hasn't been as good, but they're starting to play like the team we expected them to be. I think they're going to go. I've been saying all week they're going to go to Pittsburgh and they're going to kick their ass this week. And get back to 500. You think so, right? Obviously. Yeah.
And you would get back to 500, which would make them 6-6, right?
Yes.
And with four games to go, if momentum would have it such, if they get to 9 wins, let's just say they, they're on a roll, which we talked, guys, we expect them. We looked at the schedule and said they should win this one. We went through it. And when people complain, well, who are they going to play? Well, the AFC's had, we've been talking about that, well, who they play? Well, the Jets are still in the playoff hunt. So it doesn't matter what the schedule looks like when people say, well, they didn't play anybody. If you get in the tournament, you got in the tournament because that's the way the schedule dealt it. So, think about the narrative of a month ago, how, oh, my gosh, and people are complaining and what's going on. And there were some people that said, oh, Baker Mayfield's not the franchise quarterback anymore. And Freddie's going to be fired by December. I mean, the whole thing. And we were disappointed. I mean, they were too, in the way they were playing. But good gracious, it's amazing what a win streak can do. And now you head to December, you're feeling good. Take care of your business, get to 500, and then post your score. You get to 9, you got a chance. You get to 10, you're in the AFC. Period. So why not the Browns? And once you get in, maybe they're peaking at the right time at that point. I just wish there was a win or two in there earlier that they wouldn't have to chase the entire time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then, hey. Good team. We've seen this before. We've seen teams that are battling for a wild card then end up Super Bowl champions, and I'm not putting that out there yet for them, but they've played better, man. They've played better. The quarterback's accuracy. Look at last week. Run the football. Chubb's having a really good season. He's accurate. Touchdowns. They protect the football for the most part. They don't yield, the points. Dolphins get, what the hell? I mean, why not the Browns? They're starting to play like a team that we thought they'd play like back in August.
Sean, what do you think about this quarterback, Devlin Hodges, who takes over? They call him, what do they call him, Duck Duck Goose or something? I don't know what the hell they call the guy.
Duck Duck Devlin. Yeah, I'm not real. You know what? I didn't know much about him in college, guys.
I called one of his games, Sean, at Samford.
Yeah. And I mean, I'd heard about him, but I'm not going to lie and say that I spent a whole lot of time watching 8 or 9 of their games.
And
I didn't. But, I'd seen him throw on some highlights and throw the ball and have seen him this year. You know what? Tough. He's going to grind. Has actually kept them around in a couple games they weren't supposed to win and come off the bench. So it's one of those, listen, should he beat the Browns? Absolutely not. But, right now they feel he's going to give him a better chance to win than Mason Rudolph is. And the one thing what happens if you take a guy like this for granted, he'll make just enough plays to beat you. So, you go in and treat it well, try to confuse him a little bit, knock him around. But I have respect for the guy. He's grinding, and like a year ago, 90% of the football world never heard of the guy. So he grinded out, you know, is on a football team, and really, you know, he's one of those guys that teammates love because he just kind of stays the course and goes. And the Pittsburgh Steelers obviously trust him a little bit more right now. And I think he probably gives you a little bit more versatility, and there's some toughness that goes with him. But if the Browns play normal, they shouldn't yield much, and they should win the football game. I like the Browns in this game. I don't think you're going to game plan for Devlin to beat him. I think there's other games you got to deal with. Just don't give games like this. You can't give that other team and a quarterback that's inexperienced short fields, because that's when they start to excel. Right. I got it on the 42. I got it on the 39. And then they go score two touchdowns and kick a field goal, and all of a sudden they're in the game. And when you let a team that really shouldn't beat you, considering they're on their third or fourth quarterback, whatever it is now, third quarterback, when you get to that point, then you start to believe you can win, and then you do. So the Browns really have to choke them out early in the game and, you know, pressure him and do a couple turnovers, but not give them the short field, and I think everything's going to be fine.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback, of course. Sean, is Kareem Hunt a big part of the reason the offense has gotten so much better, or is it coincidence?
Coincidences exist, but I think there's a confidence level and a versatility level that makes them better. I think coincidences do happen, but when you see the results of what they're going, and think about from an offensive standpoint and a play caller standpoint, when you add an extra weapon, guys, it does it. Now, hey, Chubb's still doing his thing. I mean, they're getting Kareem Hunt involved and, you know, catching and running the football. But I don't think when it comes to good offensive football and confidence and a play caller's confidence, I'm not big on coincidences. I'm big on production. And how soon people around the country forgot just how, I'm talking about on the field, just how good this guy was in Kansas City. I mean, this was at one point, Kamara, you know, we're talking about he was one of the three or four backs in the league. His rookie year, he was that good. So
yeah.
I don't know if it is coincidence, then you know, don't tell the Browns that. I do think that it's tougher to defend when you got to add a guy, and you guys know how defensive coordinators are. You add a weapon who, even if it was for 10 plays a game, that Hunt was in there, and you're like, those 10 plays a game. So it uses up a defensive coordinator's not only time during the week, but practice field, the rest of it. And he's a versatile weapon. And the truth is, let's say Chubb didn't play. Is there any doubt in your mind that Kareem Hunt can go rush for 90 yards and catch balls for 60 more in a game like that? Of course. So
he
gives them a tremendous – now, I know it's in the early infant stages of him being there active, ready to play. But as I said last week, I believe that those two, a year from now, you know, depending on contract status and staying, we could be looking at as good a 1-2 punch at that position as there is in a league. So I don't believe it's coincidence. I believe it's a confidence level. And you get more versatility with them on the field, which creates defensive problems.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, the game of the week this Sunday, Ravens 49ers in Baltimore. Ooh. For some reason, it is at 1 o'clock, which sucks. We can't even watch it here locally.
Right.
I don't know why that game ended up at 1 o'clock. But I cannot wait to watch this game and see that Lamar Jackson offense against that Niners defense. What do you make of that game?
Yeah, great point. And guys, think about it. You add that with the Seahawks and the Vikings, and can Kirk Cousins win in prime time against a really good quarterback?
Yeah.
The Texans trying to deal with the Patriots for battling.
That's a good game, too. Yeah.
You know, I love this game. Guys, go back to August and be honest with me. Weren't we thinking the same thing about both teams? Maybe a year away, really well coached, trying to put it together. What will Jimmy be? What will Lamar be? Maybe Lamar's a year away. We never thought he'd be this good, but he's been phenomenal. He's the MVP in the league right now. He passed Russell Wilson. So, and think about the similar. Aren't they kind of eerily similar, guys? Great defense, right? They both smother you defensively. They both run the football and formation you to death. They both believe in their quarterbacks, although Lamar's having a better season than Jimmy. Jimmy's capable of throwing for 350 and three touchdowns. They're accurate. They're well coached. They don't do 1,000 things. But it makes it look to defenses like they do, and they don't beat themselves. So if I go back to August, guys, I don't think I had either team in the playoffs. I don't. I had the 49ers on the outside because the Rams and the Seahawks in the West. And Baltimore, I had Pittsburgh thinking Roethlisberger would be healthy, and I had Cleveland win the division. So Baltimore was, it's 8-8 type team, maybe if they get special play from the quarterback. And now look at how the narrative. They're the best teams in both the AFC and NFC. They are. Now the Patriots may have the best record. But the Ravens are a better all-around team. Now the Ravens may have to go to New England in January, which won't be fun. So Yeah, I can't either because you're going to – and you know what else? What do both coaches preach? Physicality.
Yep.
And they're both set up for January, guys. They look at the Ravens. They throw 20 times last week. He throws 5 touchdowns. They completely dismantled the Rams as if they're a minor league football team, and they were in a Super Bowl last year, and they just beat you, and they're both teams capable. If their quarterback – I can tell you this from Houston, guys. If Watson has an average game, they're not winning. They're just not. If Mahomes has an average game, is Kansas City winning? Hell no, right? Look around the league. If, in fact, both of these quarterbacks play average in the game, because of their defense and they're so well-coached and the way they run the football, they're still both capable of winning. This is a great game that no way any of us in August thought, hey, 49ers and Ravens, can't wait for that one. We kind of laughed and said, well, I can't wait to get through that game. Now we're looking at what really are the two most complete teams in the NFL reside in San Francisco and Baltimore right now. It is going to be a blast to watch. And I know you guys don't get to see it. Find somebody to DVR it, guys.
That's
you're
right.
Not going to want to miss that damn thing.
Sean, it's rivalry weekend. I mean, you got the Iron Bowl. You got Ohio State, Michigan. You got Pittsburgh, Cleveland in the NFL. What are you most excited for? I mean, I'll stick with college because that's where the rivalries are actually real.
Right.
What are you most excited for?
Well, you know, those games. As I look at it, I keep looking ahead, saying, I'm applying everything to who's going to end up in the Final Four. You know, with odd guys, is it? If both LSU and Ohio State, I'm just using, and then I'll get to the matchup. Think about it. Both of them could finish second, losing their conference championship in a week and a half and still be in the playoffs. They could. LSU beats A&M, which they will, and Ohio State, which I think will beat Michigan, but it's going to be closer because Michigan's offense is playing better. If they both win this game and get to the conference championship, that LSU, even if they lost to Georgia, they're going. That they are. We could have two non-conference winning, get beat in your conference championship, Ohio State and LSU still go. So the one I'm looking at, guys, there's some sneaky ones. You're always like, you know, if you're a West Coast guy, you like the Apple Cup and see what Leach is going to pull out of his hat. But for me, there's no doubt. It's got to be the Ohio State-Michigan game because Harbaugh and his record against Ohio State, Ohio State probably can afford a loss, and they're still going to the Big Ten championship. But it's just this kind of sets up. I like this November the big house. And I actually think Michigan is going to make that game closer than we think. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of movement this week, but I love that football game, and I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see how they're going to deal with Chase Young and what may be the best football player. He ain't going to win the Heisman, but he may very well be the best football player in available for the draft next year and in college football. It's going to be fun to watch. And I always love Bedlam because Oklahoma's still got an outside shot. Baylor's hanging around. I love Bedlam because Oklahoma State, you know, Gundy will pull something out. But there's no doubt it's Michigan, Ohio State at the big house this week.
Sean, always great to talk to you, man. Enjoy the holiday. Have fun. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys are the best. Let's keep this Browns thing rolling.
Let's
so we
do
can
it.
Talk playoffs and that we were right about this at the beginning.
That's
Happy
right.
Thanksgiving
Absolutely.
To you, fellas.
Same to you. Thanks, Sean Salisbury. Right,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.